people here, you see, we come across an early example of Constable's nude painting.
Oh, I didn't know that Constable did nudes.
Oh yes, Constable did nudes incessantly. He never stopped doing nudes. Never stopped.
I always thought he was a landscaper.
Oh, very far from it. Constable was only really at home in the nude. Take the hay wain up there. Do you see the hay wain?
But surely that's a landscape.
That's a mistake a lot of people make, but the hay wain was in fact originally entitled Passionate Breasts.
Passionate Breasts?
Passionate Breasts. The usually strict moral code of his day, and his family in particular, Constable was forced to fill in his breasts with that load of old hay you see up there. The old thing came to light in cleaning last year.
Where did he get his models from?
We didn't have models in the accepted sense. He only had one. Good lady called Mrs. Fitzgibbon. She is the good woman who used to come in and do for Constable. Or practically any good woman would do for Constable. Mrs. Fitzgibbon used to come in 3 or 4 times a week, dusting round the place in the nude. And Constable used to get her down on the canvas and immortalise her about 11:30. Interesting sidelight.
Are there many pictures of her?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Fitzgibbon is popping up all over the place. The more we clean, the more we find. Come down here, for example. You see Flatford Mill?
Yes.
Now, do you see what I see behind that laurel bush?
It's a breast.
It is indeed a breast. You put your finger on it. And do notice the very cunning way he's disguised her stomach as arable land sweeping up towards the house. I think no other painter of his time could really touch Constable on his breast. I feel somehow he tends to fall down on his thighs, but that's a matter of personal opinion. Well, I think we'll leave Constable, Mrs. Fitzgibbon, and move on into Turner countryside, where once again the rocket...
Well, I think I'll stay here with the constables, soaking up the atmosphere.